When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I just watched something on Netflix last night. Rumi and I were looking for something new to watch, and we didn't know what to expect. We're like, we don't know what this is that we're getting ourselves into, but it's called Pretend It's a City. Have you heard of it?
Never.
Okay, so it's hard to explain exactly what it is. It's almost like you're just watching a constant conversation. It's Martin Scorsese,
okay, and
Fran Lebowitz, and she is a humorist, a public speaker. She's a writer. She was a contributor to Interview Magazine. Very New York. All about New York. The experiences. She's extremely snarky and opinionated and funny. And this is kind of very inside, but if you've ever had like an interest in New York City and its history and just, you know, whether it be from a pop culture standpoint or historical standpoint, it's really fun.
This sounds right up my alley.
Do you think it does?
Yeah, I love New York City.
Okay,
I'm fascinated by New York City.
See, and for me, I kind of like, so she's from New Jersey and has lived in New York since 1969. So she exudes New York and the mentality of New York. She doesn't have a computer, no cell phone, no internet connection. She doesn't even have a Netflix subscription. And she says when she asks other people, like, do you have Netflix? And they look at her like they're asking if she has electricity. You know, like, yes, of course. But, you know, she's older and grew up in like watching the New York Dolls in these nightclubs and, you know, was part of that whole party scene.
Sure.
But it's really interesting because he has done another documentary with her, and I think it was called Public Speaking. And it was all about her just spewing her philosophies. But she's very funny, very enjoyable in a very subtle kind of way. Give it a shot. You know what I did?
How many total episodes is this?
I think only like 7. And I'm 2 in, and they're short. They're like 25 minutes long.
Okay.
So they're little blips, you know, and it's fun to see Scorsese.
Before you die, you're going to say it with confidence one time.
I want to say Scorsese like everybody else.
I think that's okay if you do that. People, it'll certainly be much less disruptive than what you're doing. By the way, this Fran Lebowitz, if you're wondering what she looks like, doesn't she give you shades of Lily Tomlin?
Yes.
100%. That's the first thing I said.
Yes. I was trying to figure out where I've seen her before, and that's who it was.
She's super abrasive. She's got that New York funny thing down. Sarcastic. Sure. I linked up the trailer at mytalk1071.com. Again, it's called Pretend It's a City. And the reason it's called that is because of tourists. Like, hey, pretend it's a city and you're not standing in the middle of your living room. Move along. You get the idea.
I get it.
That's skyscrapers. Oh,
exactly.
Funny.
Taking pictures, looking at their phones. Come on. People got, you know, people live here. We got places to go. Anyway, thank you. I'm going to go.
Thank you, Donna.
Thanks, Steve.
For your commitment and what you've given to this show.